HarperCollins presents Mirrors of Greatness, Churchill and the Leaders Who Shaped Him, by David Reynolds. Read by Ethan Kelly. Introduction. Winston Churchill is 150 years young. Born on the 30th of November, 1874, he lived past the age of 90. Breathing his last on the 24th of January, 1965. Yet, his name still burns bright. He remains, for millions across the world in the 21st century, the greatest Briton of all time. And 2024 will trigger a new surge of events, exhibitions and reflections about what made him great. Many accounts depict him as a self-made man, a solitary hero. Mirrors of Greatness offers an alternative perspective by showing how Churchill learned from others as he rose to national and global prominence. The book also explores how posterity's estimate of Churchill has been shaped, as he intended, by his estimate of himself. This was a man who made history and also wrote himself into history to a degree unique in modern times. His 150th anniversary is a good moment to move out of Churchill's self-imposed shadow and take a 21st century view of the man and his significance. Because, like all commanding figures as they recede into the past, he now polarizes opinion, lauded by some, especially as a war leader against Nazism, but criticized by others for perpetuating imperial rule and colonial attitudes. Winston Churchill was obsessed by greatness. Lacking any belief in an afterlife and convinced he would die young, he was determined to leave his mark on history like the leaders of old who had been dubbed the Great, from Alexander of Macedonia to Frederick of Prussia. For Churchill, as for them, personal greatness was tied to the political, the building or consolidation of a great empire. Thanks to the fame gained in his lifetime, he hoped to win immortality. In that ambition, he achieved remarkable success. Biographers have described his exceptional array of talents and also his periodic failures of judgment, leaving the impression of a standalone genius with dazzling gifts and jagged flaws who, despite endless struggles, followed his own star to reach eventual apotheosis. A triumph of a great man over lesser mortals. Yet, the story is more complex. Churchill was largely self-taught. He never went to university, probably to his benefit, because a traditional classical education might well have stifled his serendipitous genius. But throughout his life, he paid careful attention to others. In 1937, aged 62, he published Great Contemporaries, a series of essays on great men of our age, which was intended to evoke some wonderful giants of old, presenting not only the actors, but the scene. Most of his cast of characters dated from the late Victorian era and the years around the Great War. He included no contemporary British politicians. There were brief essays on Franklin Roosevelt and Adolf Hitler, but they were composed in 1934-5. When neither man's trajectory was clear. Churchill never wrote a sequel to Great Contemporaries, about the leaders with whom he shared the summit of his career when Britain's Prime Minister in 1940-1945 and again in 1951-1955. Yet, it was during those years of the Second World War and the early Cold War that he finally experienced the full magnitude of leadership, learning its real demands and costs, doing so, moreover, at a time of unprecedented global turmoil. This book explores the odyssey of his life through his encounters with other leading figures. Their successes and failures illuminated his Parsifal-like quest for greatness. Yet, he also saw what he wanted to see. His doctor, Lord Moran, once wrote, "Where people are concerned, Winston Churchill exists in an imaginary world of his own."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?